March 12th, a time to be born. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 2. As I waited on the maternity floor of a large hospital for a friend's baby to be born, I couldn't help but observe the people around me. The room was packed full of relatives and friends of prospective mothers. A large window in the nursery permitted visitors to observe each baby from the moment it was brought in from delivery. Each time a new life was rushed into the nursery, examined, bathed, and dressed, everyone in the waiting room gathered at the window to oh and ah and murmur their own words of welcome, even though their comments couldn't be heard through the thick glass. Many of the new fathers, who'd waited so long, jumped up and down, some tapping enthusiastically on the glass. Others hugged strangers, while some stood absolutely motionless and cried unashamedly. Watching the new babies being cared for so tenderly and welcomed by everyone in the waiting room, I couldn't help thinking, why, that's how it must be in heaven, when God and all the angels look down here and view one of us reborn into the kingdom. I'll bet there's hugging, shouting, praising, dancing, maybe even tears when one accepts Jesus. Surely all the heavenly hosts must await the rebirth of each new soul, just as joyfully as all those people in the maternity wing wait for a new life to be brought into the nursery in loving arms. Father, thank you for my birth and for my rebirth.